This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello and welcome all you elegant listeners to Go! My favorite sports team. The sporting podcast is going to bring you to the brink of knowledge and then leave you there, lingering for more. I'm Mark, joined by Tyler.
Hi. Today is a special Halloween episode that we have arranged specially for you today.
I didn't do anything.
What? You're going to do something.
I didn't do anything. I walked in here.
You're going to be the new sports ghost. Going to haunt people with your boar spear. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, how are you, Mark? How's everything going?
Good, good. Catching up on things. Haven't been able to post a lot of videos yet, but I've been recording, so I'm preparing. Because I don't want to come back with, like, videos until I have, like, a sprint, even though I posted that one video and I thought I'd have more. But that's a whole other story.
Ah, classic, classic. I just went to Halloween Horror Nights last night.
Ah, congratulations.
Thanks. I got real spooked. I got the scared.
That's awesome, man.
It was great. So I figured it's fitting that we can potentially scare and haunt our listeners now.
Uh-huh.
What?
I don't know. I turned away for a bit. And I don't know. There was a lot of laughing.
Oh, you're like, there's a loud rustling noise coming from you.
I'm looking for something. There we go.
Found it. Are you sharpening your nails to be able to claw into people?
No, they're too long.
Oh. Well, anyway.
It's a nail file.
Yeah, but you could file them to a point that you could make them claws.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Maybe it's part of your Halloween costume because it's Halloween.
No. Just nails are too long.
Well, it's Halloween, so it's the perfect time to talk about haunted places, spooky stories, and the sports world.
Hell yeah, in the sports world.
Oh, yeah.
I thought ghosts were afraid of sports.
No. In fact, because there's a large gathering of people, there tend to be a lot more spiritual activity.
We're going to talk about where Jimmy Hoffa's body is?
I don't even know who that is.
It's on the 50-yard line.
Wait, probably, maybe, what?
Jimmy Hoffa, you know?
Anyway, before we get into the actual stories, do you have any particular ghost encounters or scares of sort from your life? You ever seen any ghosts, Mark?
Sure.
When?
Right now.
What?
You're dead. You died ages ago. I was doing this podcast by myself. People thought it was a sad cope to deal with your untimely demise. Here I've been sitting on this podcast just by myself, talking to an empty chair all along. Sorry to break the news, buddy, but we can't keep this us forever. Oh no, you're disincorporating. Ah. Farewell. You're moving on.
I don't think the editors can make you disappear unless you actually leave frame. So I don't think they can.
I'm gonna leave and I'll leave and leave my chair here.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. All right, Will, don't disappear him. Just keep all that awkwardness in and make him think that it was really cool. Oh, hey, what's up? You're not dead.
No, never been dead.
We were all dead before we were born.
Are you dead if you're not alive? Is death by definition just the absence of life?
Just another phase, man.
Oh. Well, any ghost stories you have from your personal life?
Not really ghost stories per se. I got this weird power where lights, street lights turn off when I'm nearby.
You're a walking EMP.
Something like that. I don't know what it's all about, but it happens too often for it to be a pure coincidence, and only to the street lamp that I'm nearby, literally the one that I'm nearest to. That's what's strange about it, so I'm pretty sure that that's ghosts or something.
Probably, mm-hmm. You know.
I've done things where I wake up in the middle of the night and I scare myself into ghosts. You could pretty much fool your brain into thinking that there's something there in the darkness. If you go to an uncomfortable place, let's say it's in the middle of the night and you go downstairs or whatever, or wherever you are, if you have it downstairs, mm-hmm. or you go into outside of your bedroom. And what I used to do is I would sit at the bottom of the staircase and I would just look into the archway into the kitchen and I would imagine that there was something there. And this happened in a dream once and I tried it again later and it was like, the dream was really scary because I also had this sketchbook with me. I think I've told that story before. Maybe not here, but, you know, somewhere. But you can basically make yourself believe that there's something in the darkness standing there. If you just, like, look into the darkness and you imagine something there's enough, or you tell yourself that there's something there, and you just keep staring at the darkness, something will appear.
Wow. It's deep, Mark. It's deep.
It's not deep. It's just a thing.
All right. Well, overview. You know, it's well known that sports fans and players can be incredibly superstitious. For those
well,
of you
don't have
know,
any ghost stories,
I've you know, probably.
Probably. Why did you expect me to have some? If you were like, oh yeah, you gotta have ghost stories. Yeah, you don't have any ghost stories.
I mean, I've had a few like chilling interactions, like stuff moving and stuff happening around me before at different places. I'm trying to remember where it was. There's a particular time in Colorado that it happened. And then up at when I was in college and undergrad, I was like alone walking in the gym. And there was this constant like, and it would move. It's not like it was the same exact sound. It was like this clattering sound that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it always happened like in the gymnasium or down the hall or like around things. That gymnasium was incredibly old. It's actually, I believe it's considered a historic building at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I imagine there's probably some ghostly activities that occur there. It's called Herman Court.
Herman Court?
Yeah.
That sounds haunted. I remember a time when you looked like you saw a ghost. You went pale as a sheet, and you were scared out of your wits.
When was this?
It was in France. Tyler was on stage one time. Tyler was on stage during the tour. And towards the end, we do a Q&A sometimes. And he was... I know you had a point to make, and I don't remember what the point was. But it started off with, I believe, in front of a... In France, in front of a stage full of French folk. I believe the sentence started off... No one's lost more wars than France. All that came out was a cavalcade of boos. Like every ghost in existence decided to channel their energy into that one moment.
So the question that was asked was a loaded question, and it bothered me because it was like, "So tell us why France is now your favorite country." That was the question that was asked. So I go, "Before I answer this question, how many wars has France surrendered in?" That's the exact line I said.
That's even worse. That's even worse. Good God. Oh, man.
And then a chorus of boos, and then you guys wouldn't let me continue talking. But I was going to say that it takes a lot of chutzpah to be able to surrender in war in order to save your civilians, to save your people, and be able to accept defeat and retreat as opposed to continuing fighting when you are absolutely getting decimated. Historically, your buildings, your people, everything. Civilians were just dying left and right.
You do know that Napoleon's from France, right?
I do. And he was very great. But in more recent years, they weren't, you know.
I don't think there was any good way to... I believe I had to step in and say, like, what a valuable ally France was to America.
Yeah, I think that's what you did. That.
Because I'm sure you wouldn't have finished your sentence before you were carted off to the guillotine. So, that was a ghost-like time for us all.
It was very scary.
That was the most instantaneous and loud boo, wall of boo I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard a crowd turn quicker than that.
It was the one time that I said anything, I think, on the tour or around you guys that was super... super dividing.
Was it? Are you sure?
But I think so. Are you going to talk about my dislike of the Lord of the Rings movies? Is that what you're going to bring up next?
No, I wasn't, but we could talk about that.
No, we have sports hauntings to talk about.
All right, sports hauntings.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. You know, all those subscription websites, they just hide those charges from you. They're hidden and repetitive and you forget about them.
Oh, I know exactly which websites you're talking about. The ones that you like to go to.
You do? I've literally spent so long digging through my finances.
Rocket Money can help cancel your subscriptions.
You're saying Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings?
Absolutely, yes.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for me? Up to 20%?
Maybe. But for our listeners, definitely yes. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Is the Skirvin Hotel,
located in downtown Oklahoma City.
Well, there's your problem. You call some the Skirvin Hotel. You know, you're not exactly going to get good vibes.
It's frequented by NBA teams in town to play the Oklahoma City Thunder. But according to legend, W.B. Skirvin, the owner of the hotel in the 1930s, had an affair and impregnated a housekeeper named Effie. He then locked her in a room on one of the hotel's upper floors for so long that she lost her mind and ended up leaping from a window with her baby. Effie and her child have been haunting the hotel ever since. NBA players have reported hearing a baby cry in the room, seductive whispers of a woman, flickering lights, and even, "Help me," written on fog mirrors.
I think the scariest part of this story is the use of the term impregnated. I always found that to be such an odd term. Yeah, the owner of the hotel had an affair and impregnated the housekeeper. Sounds like a virus, you know?
He infected her with child.
Pretty much. That's what it's suggesting. Yeah. This is horrible. All right, anyway, continue.
So ESPN sports columnist Bill Simmons told ESPN about his experience with Effie.
Suddenly, it dawned on me that I wasn't alone. I had an overpowering sensation that someone was in the room. Until you've experienced that feeling, you can't understand what it's like. Your blood is swishing through your veins at 200 miles per hour, only you don't understand why. Your body reacts a few seconds before your brain does. I kept the lights on and the television, and that's how I spent the next 3.5 hours, half asleep, half awake, totally spooked. The words, "man up," did not enter the equation.
Sounded like you were reading smut for a second there.
I had an overpowering sensation that someone else was in the room. Until you've experienced that feeling, you can't understand what it's like. Your blood is swishing through your veins at 200 miles an hour, only you don't know why. Your body reacts a few seconds before your brain does.
The
horniest piece of sports journalism I've ever heard.
It's so well known now that NBA players opt out to actually stay there and rather find their own place. And some players just end up sharing rooms with a teammate after being spooked if they do end up staying there.
Mm.
There is one team, however, that is officially never really had any scare or any issues.
Okay.
And that's the Oklahoma City Thunder, because they don't stay there because that's literally their city.
Okay.
But they appreciate it that Effie is haunting the place, because if their opponents do stay there, oftentimes the opponents enter Oklahoma City's court to play stressed, tired, and therefore lack proper performance.
That's a hilarious way to cheat, because if you think about it, you just create an elaborate hotel full of false mirrors and like projections and noise generators.
Oh,
and
my
someone
God.
You hire to wear like a dress and a knife to stalk the hallways. You get mirrors that have like writing that can build into itself. Like, and then you just like stress your whole team out, the enemy team out.
I think there's a historic cheating scandal, actually, where somebody was hired to like pull the fire alarm in the middle of the night multiple times at the team hotel before a playoff game. I don't remember what sport it was in, but I think that that actually happened, and there were some investigations and fines and arrests made.
Good. That's hilarious, though.
Mark, you want to take the next ghost story? I've sent it to you.
Sure. I see it right here in front of me. How erotic do you want me to read it?
The most erotic you can.
In Rochester, New York, you'll find Frontier Field. You'll find Fuckface Field, recently named Impregnation Field. It's home of the Raw Dog Red Wings, a minor league ball team. The field opened in 1969 and has served as a soccer, lacrosse, and baseball stadium over the years. Since its legs opened, stadium employees, especially the pound keeper and the hump house manager, have reported strange noises, lights turning on when no one is there, loud orgasmic noises, and dark stains on the bed sheets. There are a few theories and more than a few fantasies about how the stadium came to be haunted. There's unlubricated rumors that boners were found when building the stadium. But there's no rock solid proof that any boners, human or animal, were ejaculated during construction. The other theories are based on what buildings were erected on the land before the stadium was erected. The site used to have several buildings, including a schoolhouse and a fuck mill. Before the fuck mill was fuck-molished to build fuck-tier stadium, it was said to be haunted by the ghost of a porn star. And the old schoolhouse was probably haunted too. I don't think that it's a stretch to say if you build your endurance right on top of the hump pile of a haunted fuck mill, the ghost might stick his dick around and watch some games. Fuck Tier Field was even officially declared haunted by the local paranormal impregnations group back in 2004.
For the record, this is Rochester, New York, Frontier Field. Rochester Red Wings, which is a minor league baseball team.
What? I read all that. I don't know what you want from me. I did it exactly as requested. There's... Woo!
Well, Mark, it gets even dirtier, because this is Pfister Hotel next.
Oh, no, not Pfister Hotel.
Located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Pfister Hotel opened in 1869.
Uh-huh.
Over its years of operations, the hotel gained a reputation for being fucked. It's believed that the hotel's founder, Charlie Pfister, haunts the rooms and halls with his cock.
Does he?
Uh-huh. Moving furniture, electronics, turning them off and on by themselves.
Uh-huh.
Footsteps and knocks from invisible people. This hotel has it all. Former Major League Baseball player Michael Youngcock once told ESPN.
Michael Youngcock? This is a family-friendly program, man.
Michael Young once told ESPN.
Here, let me read it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck that place. All right, I'm done.
Listen, I'm not someone who spreads my legs, so if I'm telling you this, it happened.
I can't tell what's you're embellishing or what's actually the quote here.
I'm not one who spreads ghost stories, so if I'm telling you this, it happened. A couple years ago, I was lying in bed after a night game, and I was out. My room was locked, but I heard these footsteps inside my room stomping around. I'd heard all these stories about this hotel, so I was wide awake at that point. And then I heard it again. These footsteps on the floor. So I yelled out, "Hey, make yourself at home. Hang out, have a seat, but do not wake me up, okay?" After that, I didn't hear a thing for the rest of the night. I just let him know he was welcome and that we could be pals. That we could marinate in there for as long as we needed to. Just as long as he didn't wake me up.
Okay, well, that was nice. The guy made friend with the ghost.
To keep him from, you know, waking you up, I guess you just got to make him feel welcome and safe in their own hotel that they're haunting.
I mean, yeah, it is their place, so I guess that is only nice manners, even.
Well, it's just considerate, you know? Uh-huh. But many Major League Baseball players have reported strange occurrences while staying at the hotel, and back in May of this year, Mookie Betts booked an Airbnb instead of staying at the Pfister Hotel, just in case it truly is haunted.
Hmm. Fascinating. So are these places you can go to?
Yeah. These are hotels that are open and you're able to go and stay. They're just predominantly like the hotels that professional teams stay in and stuff like that during travel.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I see the other act here and it's called curses. Is that really a different category?
Yeah, because there's a lot of historic sports curses where teams, there you go, you got the ghost.
My light is so cursed. I don't know what to do. I plugged in different things. I think it's, like, obviously it's just broken and I need to get another one, but it's like, I don't know. I'm so lazy.
Normally, I would not call you lazy when it comes to, like, minor inconveniences.
I'm so lazy, man. I'm so lazy.
You know, that's really why we've been so behind. You've been so lazy working on that movie. So lazy.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
But yeah, there's a lot of sports curses, people believing, like, there's actually a Cincinnati Bengals curse from, they broke a famous running back's leg, and that they consider that the playoff curse because they hadn't won a playoff game since that happened. It was the Bo Jackson curse. Mm-hmm. It just so happened that in the playoff game, yeah, there's the story by the news. The Bo Jackson curse has an injury plagued the Bengals' playoffs hopes for all 30 years. So basically, people blame the Bo Jackson curse for them injuring him, for why the Bengals constantly have injuries right before the playoffs. Like when Andy Dalton broke his thumb and couldn't play in the playoffs, they had to have their backup quarterback. When Carson Palmer, they had the number one offense in the league with Terrell Owens and Chad Johnson as receivers, and he had his leg broken or his knee absolutely torn up. It wasn't T.O. It was Chad Johnson and Chris Henry. And TJ Houshmandzadeh. And so there's this belief that since the Bengals hurt Bo Jackson in a playoff game, that's why they had been cursed by injuries and not making the playoffs and winning in the playoffs.
Fascinating. Well, that curse was apparently broken recently.
Yep.
Unless it's coming back with a force, because I heard the Bengals aren't winning.
They started winning again. They've won the last two games.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. But anyway, you wanna take this first curse, Mark?
Sure, we got the curse of St. Mary's Stadium.
Back in 2001, the Southampton Football Club moved to their newly built stadium in Southampton, UK. The stadium was only a couple miles away from their old stadium that served them well for over 100 years. Even before the stadium opened, the workers building the stadium reported seeing shadows and hearing disembodied voices. But the scariest part of the new stadium was how absolutely terrible the home team played their first season there. Fans sought answers, some believing that their main rival, Portsmouth Football Club, had cursed the new stadium. After quite literally digging into the history of the location, it turns out that below the stadium lies what once was the 7th century Anglo-Saxon settlement of Hamwick, apparently. Graves and human remains had been found there before the stadium was built. Building your new, shiny new 32,000-seat stadium on top of an ancient graveyard sounds like a good way for it to become haunted or cursed to me. Now, if you think about it this way, before I continue the finish of this, I've always had a question about these kind of ancient burial ground tropes here, because if you think about it, everything is built upon the graves and corpses of every living thing that ever walked this earth. Now, whether or not they can incorporate into a ghost, I feel as though there should be some power into the billions of creatures that have died and perished under our own feet. In fact, that's what soil mostly is. The remains of various organic creatures that have disintegrated into dust.
Yeah, but how many of them had souls, Mark?
Even if half of them had souls, then that's still a lot. Even if 1% of them had souls, that was still a lot. You think a lucky gopher didn't have a soul every once in a while?
Well, it had feet, so it probably had souls.
You think no dino souls were roaming around there?
You're right. You're right.
What about Neanderthals? Did they have souls?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a mystery. Where does a soul end?
Who knows?
Anyway, to try to break the curse, the team had Caridwen Dragon Oak Connolly, what a name, a pagan witch, cleansed the stadium. She performed a ritual to banish the angry spirits. It must have worked because just hours after the ritual, the team won its first game at the stadium. How powerful would someone have to be to banish thousands of ghosts? I feel like if one person could banish thousands of ghosts, then a ghost against a normal person must not be very tough. Like, that's got to be pretty wimpy ghost.
I mean, you just got to know the spell. You gotta have a nickname Dragon Oak, you know? It's like Professor Oak in Pokemon. Nobody else knows more about Pokemon than Professor Oak. So Dragon Oak knows the most about dragons and probably spirits, because there's probably a dragon that consumes spirits. So maybe this witch actually just absorbed the spirits for their own energy and purposes.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's like the mummy when you widen your jaw and you just suck everything into it.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. Well, now we have the wonderful curse of the Billy Goat.
Wonderful.
During the 1945 World Series at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the owner of the Billy Goat Tavern, William Billy Goat Sionis, went to the game with his pet goat, Murphy. The goat was not allowed to watch the game and was likely to bother other fans in the packed stands, so William and Murphy were asked to leave. Legend goes that in anger, William uttered, "Them Cubs, they ain't gonna win no more," which cursed the Cubs to never win a World Series for as long as William was still alive. There's some debate on the exact nature of the curse and how long it was meant to last, but the Cubs didn't win a World Series for 71 years. Not even William Sionis himself could remove the curse, even after he visited the stadium with a goat in 1970. He died that same year. His nephew, Sam Sionis, also tried to break the curse, bringing a goat to the games in 1984, 1989, 1994, and 1998. With each visit, the Cubs' luck turned, resulting in winning games and divisions. But the World Series curse remained, and 46 years after William's death, the curse was broken when the Cubs defeated Cleveland in the 2016 World Series.
If all you had to do was utter, "Them Cubs ain't gonna win no more," and then it cursed forever, that is power unlike any other.
You got to remember, though, Mark.
Yeah.
The goat is the creature of the devil.
Why?
It just is. So
kill the goat, then.
So really, Murphy the goat was the problem. He's the one who planted the curse, and killing him doesn't end the curse. You got to have the goats remove the curse. So what they really should have done, they should have gotten Michael Jordan to come to the game and have him go, "You're going to win now." And then it worked because, you know, greatest of all time. Basketball.
Tom player. Brady.
No.
Tom Brady could break the curse.
No.
No, but seriously, if it's a curse and there's a goat and the curse is from the guy who owns the goat, kill the goat.
That's clearly the answer.
But Mark, I think it actually goes back to an interesting point you made at the beginning.
What?
How you can convince yourself to see things.
Oh, okay.
You can convince yourself to see goats.
Uh-huh.
Or ghosts.
Goats?
You could. You could see goats everywhere, Mark. Man.
I try very hard not to see the goats that are surrounding me at all times. It is a constant struggle.
editor! I'm goating!
No, but basically, I think all of this comes down to, like, if people believe it and there's enough widespread rumors about it, even if you get the inkling in your head, that subconscious brain can make you believe that things are real. And if you continue to believe that you're cursed or believe in all these different things, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy that's potential there. So whether it's real or not can never really be defined, because it could be something that once it gets inside the players' heads, it actually affects them to be able to perform.
Well, there you go. They are a surprisingly superstitious bunch, but what can you do?
Yeah. Rally caps in baseball. There are people that won't, like, I think it's hockey and baseball. They don't shave their beards for like October, which is why I think it might have been tied in with the No Shave November that eventually came out. But like, a lot of these things exist. Like, there are players that wouldn't shower after winning playoff games. They wouldn't wash their clothes. They had to wear the same socks. Like, there are so many crazy superstitions from various players.
So they just get really, really gross.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Also, I got to point out in this last Billy Goat curse, 46 years after William died, the curse was broken. I feel like the curse was the friends they made along the way, all along.
Well, I think it's fitting because it was the 1945 World Series, so it needed to go 46 years to go past. That's one more than the last two digits of the year.
But it said Cubs didn't win for 71 years. It just persisted 46 years after his death.
Yeah.
So he died 35 years, 25 years later.
Maybe the real story is Murphy's bloodline officially died off. Maybe that's it.
Maybe. Should have killed them all long ago. Let the whole Cyanus Guild perish.
Yeah, they should have just brought out Murphy to center field and sacrificed him to the gods. That's what they would have done in the olden days. Mm-hmm.
In the good old days, true enough.
Well, okay, so let's think about this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What is the differentiation between sports hauntings and regular hauntings, and sports curses and regular curses? Is a curse, much like orcs in Warhammer 40K, only powered because people believe in it, but that doesn't mean that it's not real? Because if an orc from Warhammer 40K, you know, picks up their version of a gun, which mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. in the shape of a gun and roughly works the same way a gun does, but because they believe that it works really well, part of their power is the ability to make things work that necessarily shouldn't work, especially when deconstructed afterwards and people have opened up orc guns and they just, like, they shouldn't work, but they do.
I mean, Mark, I would like to introduce you to a show called Ted Lasso. It's a great story, first mm-hmm. of all. It's a great, great show. But basically, his whole mantra, Ted Lasso's the coach who is originally, a football coach from the United States, goes over to England and coaches a premier football club. And his whole thing is believe, because if you believe in yourself, you'll be able to achieve greater things than if you doubt yourself. You have to believe you're capable of something for you to be able to achieve it. So belief is a powerful thing, whether it's belief in bad things like ghosts and curses or things that can be detrimental to you or horrifying to you. It works both ways.
All right. So everyone listening at home, if you actually believe in fuck tier field, it may come true for you. You might be able to go to Rochester, New York, and you might be able to go to the fuck house and meet the pound keeper.
And you too could become an orc from Warhammer 40K.
No, not necessarily.
I mean, it could.
No.
Well, that's sad.
That's sad.
But what you can do is go to store.gmfst.com and become the most elegant listener with all of your fingers for fingering sport needs you could imagine.
Wow, that's incredible. But we're not done yet, because I didn't get to the jacuzzis.
Oh.
Yeah, I was too busy filing my nails to be able to take my job seriously.
Gotcha.
Anyway, Dasboot95 says, you, Mr. Tyler, in French,
Whoa. This is Halloween. You need a real big ghost possession first. These are the ghosts that are possessing you on Halloween. Come on. Give them a nice jacuzzi entrance.
Editor, put on some music and then put every, like, pre-made effect and transition over this one after another. Put some epic music up there and then every single transition you have. The ghosts are in. Anyway, you, Mr. Tyler, in French Shide, claim to be the king of balls and holes, yet you have clearly shown that you are nothing more than a court jester, nay, a charlatan. If anything, the extent of your knowledge is only limited by to the holes section of your self-proclaimed title. You may recall in the previous rugby primer episode, being Welsh, this was a joyous occasion, you stated that after 20 downs tackles, actually called phases, the ball is bequeathed to the opposing side. Wrong! My Welsh loins shuddered with the complete and utter disrespect of our national sport. How dare you, Mr. Shide?
Ich?
That's what it says. That's not just me having a stroke. That's what it said. Being an avid rugby player for the last 20 years of my life, I've never heard such poppycock. I can still hear the cries of contempt from my forefathers, the very men who cheered on the legends of the game that were Gareth Edwards and J.P.R. Williams. For shame, Mr. Shide. For shame!
So it technically is in the rugby laws because I have found it. So it is in rugby, the law book, but it's not enforced. So the interesting thing with rugby is the officials, because they're called laws, it's like they judicially choose how they want to enforce things. And so as rugby has progressed, they have kind of started to ignore that. And instead, because of the skill base and the advanced nature of the rugby players today, they don't usually call that, because usually the teams will be able to fight through endurancely and strength wise, and it's more entertaining that way. So they're like, oh, we'll ignore that law. That's fine. They can do as many as they want and continue playing. So it's been an evolution of the game that it has allowed and become a common law to just ignore that particular one.
Interesting. Common law, just like common law marriage, world recognized. And of course, Tyler is right about it, I think.
Yeah, I just double checked. Just to make sure I was on the same thing. I keep my research handy. You know, it's here, but then I like to check the books.
You heard it here first. Everyone in Wales is wrong. And also, how dare you?
I mean, they are just a bunch of wailing people, right? Horrible joke.
Boo! Boo! Burping Bob, Tyler Swifty game. I see through your little game you're playing, Tyler. I see through it and putting my foot down before it continues. To start, let me say I have nothing against the Swifty fan base. This is all about Tyler and his mind control. That's right. His plan has been set into motion and everyone is blind to see it. It starts out with one episode talking about Taylor Swift, and no one bats an eye. But now we have two episodes directed towards Swifty audience. This is twice as many episodes as soccer/football, the most popular sport in the world. And this is the same amount of episodes as water polo, Tyler's supposed favorite sport. This is obviously a slippery slope. Soon we will have, is pop singing a sport? Or is Taylor Swift the GOAT? And eventually the sports podcast will turn into a full-on Swifty news channel. I can see through your ruse, Tyler, as you are not actually the master of balls and holes, but in fact, actually Taylor Swift's number one fan, and are attempting to convert your loyal listeners of sports knowers and non-sports knowers into an army of Swifty knowers. And let me tell you, I'm going to put a stop to that right now.
Wow. Are you saying you, me and you have bad blood?
That doesn't go well for your case, man.
Is this going to be a cruel summer now? Am I going to be stuck dealing with this? You're not going to be enchanted by me?
Just so everyone knows, I can see the illumination on his face from his computer screen as he frantically Googles more Swifty lyrics.
I think you just need to shake it off.
Anyway. Good. Yes, good.
No. First of all, there is technically only one water polo episode. The other episode is focused around Tony Acevedo. He just happens to be one of the greatest water polo players to ever come out of the United States. And that's a guest episode. Guest episodes are exempt from being considered duplicates. And I would also like to point out that that was a repost of a previous episode that just so happened to fit in the timetable to be able to appeal to the Swiftie fans that are trying to learn football in order to understand Taylor Swift's new boyfriend. And I just thought it was very fitting because we had to post an episode, even though Mark and I had agreed not to post an episode, but we were kind of sort of obligated and they wanted us to post an episode. We posted an episode anyway. And so that's why that's there. And also, you ignored the true double episode. That was my sports life, part one and part two.
All right, fair enough. I'm not going to lie, I stopped listening halfway through. All I know is that you're a big Taylor Swift fan, and if Taylor Swift was able to come on this podcast, it would change the entire dynamic of everything.
I mean, if Taylor Swift wanted to come on this podcast, I would welcome her. I think we could have a good conversation about music and sports and why she decided to decline to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
I would confront her as to why her relationship invaded my mind at my not request. I was forced to consume knowledge with which I did not care about, and I would accost her for the pain and suffering she has caused me. You could ask her some music questions too, I suppose. Anyway, last one.
All right.
Braden Penich. Dear Tyler, sports are full of exciting feats of speed, strength, and skill, but recently the humanity and valor has been missing from episodes. There are so many moments and videos of people doing incredible feats that you could show to people how incredible sports and athletes are. For example, in the rugby primer, you brought up the scrum, but didn't explain the sheer power that is exerted during a scrum. Red Bull did a video where they pitted a scrum versus a Formula One car, and you see in the video that the scrum holds the Formula One car at bay. There's a link here. I'm going to look at it. And I'll give you my live reaction to what this is. Damn! Whoa! Whoa! Look at that! Oh, that's awesome! Holy shit! That's amazing! They're holding it back! They're pushing it back! Oh! Now that's a scrum!
Are they on grass field or are they on pavement?
They're on grass. The car's on pavement. It's an even footing across both boards.
Oh.
Man, now I know what it's like for the listeners when they're not watching and we're talking about something visual. Now you know.
Oh.
But no, that's actually a good point. That would be great to talk more about, like, the valor side of it. That's what I've always been interested in when it comes down to primers and stuff, is, like, what gets the heart going in terms of these sports. It is cool to see that kind of comparison. That's really cool.
Yeah. I did look into that, and I'm thinking, I think that's a smart suggestion, and we'll take note of it, and we'll try and implement it in the future.
All right. Thank you, Brad and Penich. You have influenced the podcast just like anyone who makes excuses can. So I purged the ghost from my bodies, but stay tuned. Reddit.com/r/GMFST for all your jacuzzing needs.
And store.gmfst.com for all of your sporting needs. You can sport the sports with your favorite sports team and favorite podcast. Go my favorite sports team. All right. Happy Halloween. Go enjoy your candy spooks. Pumpkins and whatever parties you decide to have during these wonderful festivities. Bye.
Bye.